With Ross Reynolds, I'm Marcy Silman. A bill in the state legislature would give people more say over potential involuntary commitment of a mentally ill family member. As it stands right now, county officials determine whether somebody's committed. This bill would let family members challenge those decisions in court. Santiando works on policy issues for Washington's chapter of the National Alliance on Mental Illness, NAMI. Ando supports the proposal.
I think any family member who's had to deal with these issues has come across the frustration of trying to convince the designated mental health professionals of what it is that they're seeing and what they think needs to happen with their loved one.
That was Sandy Ando of NAMI. Public defender Mike DeFelice supervises Civil Commitment Division for King County. He thinks the new bill is the wrong approach.
Well, the problem with having a family member put together a petition is frequently they're too close to a case, to a fact situation, to the person involved. They're emotionally driven. So they have a perception of what they truly believe what needs to happen. But what they're often unable to do is temper that with the constraints imposed by the law.
How do you incorporate the family viewpoint when you're making a determination like this?
Well, under the current system, the family members' views are taken into account. What happens is a trained, designated mental health professional is called into a case, typically to an ER, to investigate a person's behavior and to determine whether the person is detainable under the law. That person has a duty to investigate the case, and often that involves dealing with family members and getting their account of the behavior of the person leading up to them being brought into the hospital.
How does a patient or potential patient's civil liberties factor into all of this?
Well, the courts view involuntary commitment as a substantial deprivation of their liberty. Certainly they're not being taken to jail, but their liberty is being taken away by having a lock on the door when they're put in involuntary treatment. Courts take that very seriously, and the courts want to be cautious as to when that liberty is taken away, that it's taken away for the proper reasons.
So you're not concerned about that if the state legislature does pass this bill allowing families to petition for commitment?
The new bill will have some major impacts. The mental health professional will have to spend more time in court, largely because defense attorneys like myself will call the designated mental health professional into court to go into detail about their investigation, how they conducted it, what factors they took into account that led to them to not commit the person. So having designated mental health professionals do this additional paperwork and spending more time in court is going to mean that they're off the street more, and that's not in the best interest of anyone.
How long have you been doing this work, and what do you see as the greatest need for both you and the institutions that try to provide some kind of treatment?
I've been a public defender for about 23 years and civil commitment for a number of those years. The focus now seems to be in Olympia to get more of the mentally ill detained, whereas the focus really should be on maintaining these folks' mental illness while they're in the community. That means having increased number of case managers monitoring these individuals, helping them with services in the community, helping them make sure they keep on track with taking their medicines, and providing safe placement for them. Providing regular treatment in the community, ensuring that they stay on their meds and are properly supervised to look for early signs of deterioration will go a long way in reducing the problem that we currently face, where we have people being involuntarily detained in mental health facilities where the bed space is chronically lacking, as so much so that we now have people being boarded in ER rooms around the state, and that's an unacceptable situation.
You've been doing this work for such a long time. It would seem to me that it would get to you at some point.
You know, personally, it's actually a joy to work with these folks. a lot of folks have misconceptions of somebody who's mentally ill. This can happen to anyone. I mean, we deal with folks that, say, have jobs, at Boeing, and suddenly they have their first break, psychotic break. That can happen to anyone at any point. We don't just deal with the stereotypical person that's, wandering Pioneer Square and is under the influence and just rambling to themselves. But there's a lot of folks going through this system, and actually it's very satisfying to help them through a mental health crisis that they're going through, possibly link them to resources that will help them in the long run, be it funding to make sure they can get their medications or set up housing for them. Because once they get the structure around them, it makes them so much easier to deal with their mental illness.
Public Defender Mike DeFelice supervises King County's Civil Commitment Division. A bill in the state legislature right now would give people more control over whether or not a mentally ill family member can be committed involuntarily.